Daniel episode number 7. Today is the 6th of August 2022, and I'm your host, Madison. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about Mark. What a mistake.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot Door AI.
Let us face it, we all make mistakes, and we all have to learn to handle it. That you do not need to be perfect, that making mistakes is okay, and that you definitely could enjoy yourself more if you allowed yourself to not be so worried about fucking up. It is not snubbing people for making mistakes, because we all make mistakes. If there are any folks who feel like that, I am curious to see just how prevalent that mentality is, that successful people do not make mistakes. Through that experience, I can tell you the mistakes that are most likely for you if you decide to go for the life of a startup. As we are trying to make those decisions, it is important to reflect on them, to acknowledge that it is possible that I will make mistakes. I do not know how many folks are going to want to talk about mistakes. I interviewed people that talked about mistakes in leaving the workplace too early, or staying in a job too early. In contrast, when the leaders of the company look at the bigger picture, when they make employees feel secure, like mistakes are okay, like they have their backs, these employees not only do better over the long run, but are inspired to remain loyal to the company. By turning up the heat, as Mark Zuckerberg puts it, Facebook is adding unneeded stress, making an ugly situation worse. Mark Zuckerberg has also announced drastic cost-cutting measures, and increased the pressure on employees to perform, as the company prepares for difficult times ahead. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg has admitted making a huge error in not adequately considering the ways in which bad actors can abuse Facebook, but said there are no plans for him to resign. While the company has long focused on the benefits of its social networking service, such as connecting family members and helping small businesses grow, Facebook executives mistakenly overlooked negative consequences to their platform, said Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg. He also said that Facebook plans to expand the number of employees working on safety issues to 20,000 people by the end of the year, doing things such as rooting out fake accounts created by Russian trolls. He described this as a major change, with Facebook taking more responsibility for the way that bad actors are using Facebook. We made a number of major changes to Facebook's platform in 2014. Dramatically restricting how much data developers could access, and taking an active role in reviewing apps on our platform. Facebook is making it easier to see what apps you have allowed to access your data. Facebook will also continue building tools that will help more people have their voices heard in the democratic process. As Facebook addresses these emerging threats, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's chief executive, knows that we will look back on this and see helping people connect and giving more people a voice as a positive force for good in the world. It is going to take some time working through all of the changes that Facebook needs to do, but I am committed to getting this done. As Facebook has grown, people around the world have gained a powerful new tool for staying connected with those they love, for making their voices heard, and for building communities and businesses. It is not enough just to connect people. Facebook has to ensure that these connections are positive. We have not taken a wide enough look at our responsibility, and it has been a huge mistake. Relying was not just the biggest mistake on the mobile front, but Mark Zuckerberg said his biggest mistake in that time was to focus on HTML5. Mark Zuckerberg and County did not exactly help the case for Facebook, Meta, in how they allowed Facebook's brand to be poisoned. Meta still has tons of users across their different networks, and it is still making tons of money. If enough people are out there, as I am, then when Facebook Meta reports its finances, the term churn is going to pop up much more. Whether or not it is going to be able to find enough engaged new users to replace those that moved away is going to become a hot button issue. At times, clicking through the app has felt almost like buying a packet of cigarettes in a brown paper bag under a newsagent's counter. Celebrities have been dwarfed by the power of Meta. For instance, enraged users are running campaigns to convince others to delete their Facebook accounts, a tactic that Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg said on Wednesday had
very little effect. The revelation is Mark Zuckerberg's first public acknowledgement of Reliance, but things are looking up for the new native iOS app. The release comes as Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg and a few of his top lobbyists and assistants are making their rounds on Capitol Hill, meeting lawmakers who are scheduled to grill him Tuesday and Wednesday. As Facebook's chief technology officer noted at the time, mobile devices had really changed drastically, and companies like Apple would ensure big companies wrote native apps that took full advantage of device resources.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Madison and this was episode 7 of Daniel. See ya next time. Pod Bod Door AI.